Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
Howard Hendricks from Dallas Seminary, he was a good friend of mine, and said something to me I've never forgotten. He said, you know, Satan is really patient. Satan will lie in the weeds for 40 years if he needs to. And at the worst time, he'll attack one of God's anointed. And if that one of God's anointed does not have the full armor of God upon him, his ministry will be in jeopardy. And that's what's happening. Satan is nipping at the heels of pastors and their families, and not just with immoral things, but with just discouragement and saying things like, you know, that was a lousy sermon, or nobody responded, and your people don't really love you. What are you spending so much of your time just giving out and nobody responding to you? And that's why every pastor should have a prayer covenant with at least five or six people who pray for him daily, but also on Sunday or Saturday, whenever they meet for worship, they will gather around this pastor and put their hands on him and or her and pray for them and pray the anointing of God on them. You can't, you're no stronger than the prayer force that enables you to do what God has called you to do. And so many pastors don't have a prayer force in their life.
Let's talk about the importance of a prayer force and other ways in which we as the body of believers can encourage our pastors. What things do you recommend?
I think, first of all, Clergy Appreciation Month, you know, is discouraging to some pastors because they know that they're not going to be appreciated and nothing's going to happen. But Clergy Appreciation Month was instigated by Dr. Dobson and myself with this point in mind. We want to alert the congregation and the rank and file of America to the significance and the importance of their spiritual leaders, the staff members, and their families. And we believe, because God has anointed them and appointed them for such a time as this, that they deserve affirmation, they deserve recognition, and they deserve prayer support. And that was the main reason for doing it. Now, you know, it's escalated into for some churches, a major deal, which is really good. But, you know, the African-American church for centuries has had clergy appreciation. They've had an anniversary Sunday every year. Every African-American pastor has an anniversary Sunday every year anyway. And so the African-American church really was a catalyst for all of this. But it's just a time to stop and say, we love you, we don't agree with you on everything, but we appreciate you, we support you, we pray for you, and we want to hold up your arms like Aaron and Ur held up the arms of Moses when he was in battle. We want to hold up your arms so that you will be effective and successful as God has called you.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.